way.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right up front now.
That seems perfect. I don't know who was last.
Morning, Boynton County Board of Supervisors, July 13th, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? Have an agenda, meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Boynton County Auditor.
Good morning, we're just keeping busy and I did get notification from the city of Burlington the other day and I put in the correspondence that they are going to request to have their lost sales tax on the November ballot, so that's about it so far.
Thank you. Lisa Schaefer, Boynton County Attorney, I almost didn't see you over there.
I tried. Today is our logjam month, we are going to be doing, Chris and I are going to be doing four trials over the next 2 weeks. And then we're going to get through that first deadline for the COVID speedy trials. We did end up having to dismiss a couple. Unfortunately, we just ran out of time. There's not enough court space, not enough judges, not enough court reporters, and not enough attorneys. And just not enough days in the calendar. So we're going to get through that this month, and then we will start anticipating a similar event in January when the waiver timeline will come about for the 1 year. It runs, I believe, on January 31st. So we've gotten through the first one, assuming the rest of the month goes well. I know I'm doing a trial tomorrow. Chris is starting one on Thursday. Chris has one next Tuesday, and then I have one the Tuesday after that. Trying to get a couple of short ones in this week, if at all possible. Other than that, staying busy, working on our national night out planning with the police department and the sheriff's office. I'm looking forward to that. And that's about it.
Thank you, Lisa. Good luck. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. Got a lot of forms and that filling out here lately, but other than that, nothing to report.
Okay, thanks, Colin. Sure. Kevin Glendin.
Good morning. No major news to report. Things are going well at the sheriff's office. We did get a letter of resignation from one of our civil service commission members. Just to maybe have that on your radar for a new appointee from the board. I believe that is a board appointed position, to or by the Board of Supervisors, once by the county attorney.
I believe so. Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't remember. Once the county attorney
interviewed
the board.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out which.
I got an email a few days ago, but I haven't had a chance to look. So, yeah, that might want to check.
Yeah, we'll have to check and see who they were appointed.
Yeah.
So.
I spoke with him personally, and he said that he did believe he was appointed by the board as well. So,
yeah, well.
But his term's up in August. If you have somebody that you would want to appoint to that position, it is demanding at times. They're part of our hiring process, our promotional process. It's a very important position. It involves the civilians, our Des Moines County citizens in that process as a bit of oversight for the hiring and promotional process. So it's a very important position, but his term will be up in August, and if you have somebody in mind that when the new appointed person would come in.
Well, as we're discussing, I got to print it out. I will just
read his letter. Nice to have somebody that was in his same capacity in law enforcement, too.
Yeah, somebody with some insight would be great, but somebody that would have, they do a lot of interviews. They have to have some knowledge of the law. They have to review some of the code where it pertains to what their responsibilities are for disciplinary actions and hiring and promotionals. And, of course, they had the county attorney to refer to and give them some direction on that, but it's nice to be able to be able to refer to that themselves as well.
Gentlemen, attached is my letter of resignation from the Civil Service Commission, effective August 2021. It has been an honor to serve Des Moines County again. Dwayne Worthy. Well, you know, we certainly appreciate Dwayne's service. He was a longtime county employee and Doug Irvine's predecessor, so and we appreciate his service on the on the civil service board.
He's a great asset at the jail as the administrator, and we asked a lot of him as well on the civil service commission. We appreciate it greatly.
Yeah. Used to put on a get tased here about once every year or two. Stay right
back. He would get tased?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got tased several times.
That tradition is no longer.
we've tried to institute the newest supervisor, and Jim resisted it when he was the newest supervisor, and you're apparently resisting that.
I just have one word. Coward.
I have a health issue. I can't do it, so.
And I'll take that.
Thanks, Doug.
Okay. That's all I've got. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sheriff. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Reporter.
Good morning. Just keeping busy, but nothing new to report.
Natalie, that being up in front will never hurt you. I went through 12 years of school like that.
I'm not a troublemaker, though.
I wouldn't either.
Then don't sit in the back with the others.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Highway 99 is making progress. I guess I'm going to say the same thing I've said for a couple weeks. It's got to quit raining for us to truly work towards buttoning things up. And I say us, I guess I mean the dirt contractor. Most concrete's done. Might be one more patch left to do, but otherwise, I mean, there's still work to be done, but it's just, I don't know when it's going to stop. Hopefully, maybe they'll take it out the next couple days when they're out. That'd be great. So, but either way, it certainly has come a long ways, but it's not far enough to claim it's open. So we'll just keep seeing what the weather does. And when we finally get a dry stretch, that would be great. So, had some rain damage, minimal, but just washing on roads and stuff. If you were around the county this weekend, it was quite the weather event. I feel bad for some farmers. I know there's some fields of corn and beans that were just shredded because of hail. North end of the county had 3 to 3.5 inches, which seems like plenty, but when you compare it to the Burlington area, which I think was more in the 5 to 5.5 area, it's still too much rain, no matter how you look at it. Had a little bit of damage on a few of our projects, but we actually kind of let us see some areas we could improve while the contractor's there. So it's not the end of the world. Guys are out kind of fixing erosion problems. You guys have forwarded on a couple emails about people with ditches and water and stuff like that. Keep doing that. Sometimes those are great information. Sometimes they're not realistic. You can take some pretty dramatic photos when you're getting that kind of rain all at once, and they still, compared to regular rain, you know, it's not that big of a deal. So we look at all of those. So that's good information for us. So don't hesitate to pass stuff on. And Flint Bottom, probably as far as projects making headway, that's the one. It's always nice when you have someone that really keeps moving. So I want to mention that we did a press release yesterday, but Flint Bottom has now switched. So that happened yesterday midday, and so the segment we were working on, which is also a segment where we had a little bit of erosion problems from the rain, so they're going to work on that under traffic. But the segment we had closed is now open to traffic. And of course, that means that the contractors moved over and started actually breaking pavement up on the other segment, which is, I guess, the east end is what I'd call. So Chris has to go a different way to go home now if he wants to come from a certain direction. That's what that comes down to. North Prairie Grove, I would mention, North Prairie Grove Road is still an open road. And the project was set up with that intent that people could always count that they could get to. They have to come a different way, but whether it be emergency response or whatever, North Prairie Grove Road is available and accessible. So yeah, we've moved over, just getting started on that. Just yesterday was the first day they even started breaking concrete. So that's moving along, and the guys have plenty of stuff to do, just kind of fixing up some of the erosion and stuff like that, but it's just too wet to do some of the other stuff we'd really like to be doing. So like I said, if you guys get calls, emails, I think you guys already know it, but don't hesitate to pass them on so we can take a look at them. It's better, sooner the better, to take a look at stuff like that. You always like to look at it when it's wet rather than when it's bone dry. It's really hard to tell the issue. That's all I have.
Thank you, Brian. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Some of the same as Brian. The rain kind of beat up some of our roads. We've been kind of running around trying to get that patch back up. Just taking a couple trees down across trails. We had a tree down come across the road at Stars Cave. Somebody took it upon themselves to cut through that so that they could get out and then notify dispatch and then notified us. We ended up just going down, getting everybody out of there and then closing it because it was right at dark that we found out about it. We ended up closing the park. Went down there and cut the tree off, but then the creek was flooding, and so we left the park closed through, I think, what was this, yesterday. But we got it open back up. In time for summer camps, the creek went right back down, and no real damage. We got a little bit of mud on the trail, but no big deal. A little bit of washing on the road up a big hollow, and I think we still have some trees that we're chasing down on some of the trails. We have 26 miles of trails throughout the county, so it's kind of tough for us to get out on all of them, especially when they're this wet. To go see everything that's down, so we'll keep chasing that. No big issues from the hail, luckily, so happy about that. And then we'll let you know, now fiscal year has ended, we went back and looked at our numbers. Our reservation numbers for Big Hollow were up 50% fiscal year over fiscal year from the year prior. And so, if ever there was a question as to, the value of parks and campsites and things like that during the pandemic, that's a pretty clear indication that, and we're seeing that across the board. I think, a lot of county conservation boards and DNR and state parks and stuff have seen a lot of that same thing throughout. Is that, camping has just gotten wildly popular. A lot of folks, I think, use some of their stimulus money to go out and buy RVs, which, hopefully means in a couple of years I'll be able to get a really sweet deal on a nice newer RV. And then the big thing we got going is we have finally published our Big Hollow Master Plan. I'll share these with you. This has been a long time in the making, but we're finally rolling these out. I've gone to a couple different civic clubs and presented these. If anybody else wants one, I'll just leave a couple of them here. I'm not going to go through this in detail. This is also available on our website. But basically, this is the high-level stuff of what we want to do at Big Hollow. It includes accessibility improvements, so some paved paths down to the lake, some better docks, an improved boat ramp, things like that, so that anybody with whatever level of mobility impairment can access that lake a little bit better. It's lakefront cabins. It's a park office. It's paved roads, a trail all the way around to connect the Flint River Trail to the front end of the park. It's this water quality project that we've been working on because the lake access is obviously the big draw to that park. And so a lot of stuff. It's a very ambitious plan. Rough estimates, we're looking at, $10 million investment. It's not going to happen overnight. Obviously, this is a long-term kind of big picture vision for us. But it's stuff that folks are just very excited about. Every time I go and present this somewhere, I got folks coming up to me saying, how can I be part of this? When's this going to happen? When can I reserve a night at the cabins? And so really looking forward to taking that park to the next level and seeing where we can go with that into the future. And really, some of the stuff in here is really going to put Des Moines County on the map. We build these lakefront cabins, this park office, and get, we'll get paved roads through there and stuff like that. I mean, we're going to be up there with any state park in this state, hands down. I mean, we're maybe not as big as, say, Lake Darling or something like that, but the amenities that we'll offer and that we currently do offer, the fishing that lake provides, and just the people that run the place and make it what it is, it puts us clear up the top. And so it'll be a big thing. And I've already had folks coming out last night I presented to a church group and had somebody come up and hand me a check and said, here, I want to be part of this. And I've had folks come up and say, are you going to put a capital campaign committee? Because I'd like to be on that. And so I'll be meeting with my board. Our board meets tomorrow. We'll be talking about that a little bit. And then I'm going to meet with our foundation coming up in the next few weeks. Hopefully get a meeting set with them to talk about a capital campaign committee. And then coming up, sit down as we kind of figure out how we can possibly utilize some of this American Rescue Plan funding, see how, if we can, incorporate some of that into moving some of this forward as well. And so, lots of moving parts to this, but really, really going to be moving to the future of that part.
You might want to go to the ISAC website. They've got a ARP resources page.
There's a webinar on Thursday that I'll be attending that's specific to county conservation.
Yeah, anyway, and they've got a one with the state auditor, is it Sands?
Yeah.
Anyway, and they go through and they talk about eligible uses with that. And have you seen that?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
County conservation was addressed a couple of times. He didn't sound real convinced, but you might want to see what the arguments were, what he was talking about. So what I would recommend is an hour and a half, something like that.
Yeah, but like I said, there's a webinar specific for county conservation, I think on Thursday, that's going to talk about specifically how that can be used for county conservation stuff. So I'm going to try to get on top of that, and then we'll sit down.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, you said this in planning and making, you know, it's not going to happen right now. Back in the 60s, I remember sitting down talking to John Welder.
Yeah.
This is John Welder's vision.
Yeah.
Back in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
And if he was alive today, I can imagine what he would do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is where it all started back then.
So yep.
It took that long to get here, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a map on our wall in our office that I think is dated 1973, and it shows a lake and cabins and campgrounds and stuff. So, I mean, the vision for this being a comprehensive park goes all the way back darn near to this department's inception. So, yeah, it's been a long time coming, and then, you know, the future looks good. So really looking forward to taking this on to the next level.
Thanks, Chris. Okay. Rodney Gleason, maintenance.
Well, good morning. Just staying busy. I have nothing new to report.
Janelle Valley-Longquist, Boone County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy as well, working on month-end, year-end. But I do have an agenda item, but nothing new to report.
Okay. Thank you. Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We are still keeping busy as well, really promoting the vaccines. We're still at the farmer's market every Thursday night, and that's in the 500 block of Jefferson Street. We're also trialing today and tomorrow, so the 13th and the 14th of July, the 20th and the 21st at our Public Health, extending our hours to 6:30 in the evening, trying to see if that would be more convenient for COVID vaccine as well as any of the childhood immunizations anyone needs. So we are trying that, and we'll see how that works. We've gotten some people already signed up for the vaccination, so hopefully that'll make it easier for the community. Currently, our vaccination rate's at 38.3% for the county. Our 7-day positive rate is at 13%, but that's only 6 positive tests. So that's always the number of people that have tested versus the number that are positive. The 14-day rate is 6.8%. So the numbers aren't high, it just looks high in the percentage. So that's the positive cases. We're just continuing on the vaccinations.
Did Test Iowa close already?
No, Test Iowa will be closing on the 16th. And we will be doing, we will be a location where people can pick up the test kits.
Okay, so they'll still be able to get tests in the Boone County.
Yes, so they can come to our office. Now, the test may be different. It's not the PCR test, this will be a saliva test. People will expectorate into a cup, and then we'll submit it into State Hygienic Lab. Either we can send it in, or they will pick it up at our office. Otherwise, people can have it mailed directly to them and then mail it back to the State Hygienic Lab. And then it will still be confidential test results. But the Test Iowa, PCR, the nasal swabbing tests, those are closing on Friday. And we are not available to give out tests until Friday. Our program doesn't start till then.
Thank you, Krista. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. OptiMate has been having meetings with law enforcement and hospitals in the SEAL region, giving out the new OptiMate crisis assessment number that started July 1. And also OptiMate is contracted to offer urgent care appointments in Burlington for people that don't have an outpatient provider. So if somebody's, you know, needing to get in for an urgent care appointment, that can happen through the OptiMate contract that started July 1. Of course, if people have an outpatient provider, they can just go to their regular outpatient provider. That's fine. Otherwise, we're going to have our SEAL meetings tomorrow and do our regular business. That's about it.
Thank you, Ken. Doug Urban.
Good morning. Everything's going good at the jail. Currently, we have 70 inmates. Three of those are out of county. We're paying for two of those. One of them's on a out of county on a parole violation, so that agency's billing actually directly to the state. Other than that, everything's going good, keeping busy.
Pretty much smoothed out now when you're sending people to Oakdale.
Yeah, and it's been running pretty smooth. They're still getting COVID testing. Those results are coming back pretty quick. And they're getting tested and off to Oakdale within a week and a half. So I think all in all, that's pretty fair. So they're getting out of there efficiently.
That's better than 2 months like we were told them for.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Gina Harden, emergency manager.
Good morning. As Chris and Brian talked about the storm last Friday night, if you did not receive an alert on your phone, be sure to sign up for the Alert Iowa system so that you do get those alerts and you get to choose which alerts you want. And you can also put in what communities and areas in the county that you'd like alerts for. So if you haven't done that, please do that. The easiest way to do that is you can text Des Moines, Iowa to, tell you exactly which. The system's so new that I'm still trying to remember everything. 67283, you can automatically sign up that way, or you can download, which I recommend, the Smart 911 app. It is free for both Android and
Apple.
Thank you. Just download that and sign up that way. That's your best bet. It'll send you a reminder every 6 months to update your information, make sure everything you have is correct, etc. So it's a really robust system. We've had, I can't tell you exactly how many people have signed up for that because the system's a little bit different. We don't have access to individual names and accounts anymore. We're supposed to have that here soon so we can help make people make changes. So I can't tell you exactly how many people in the county have signed up, but really recommend people do that.
On the Smart 911 app, I don't think I've ever changed mine, and I want to get the alert, you know, but sometimes it gets old when you get an alert every time the flood level goes up an inch or down an inch, goes above or below. My phone keeps going off. So I'm typically I'm aware of what flood level is. Is there any way on the 911 app to go on there and say, I don't need flood alerts?
Yes, you can choose not to get the flood alerts if you don't want them.
Okay.
But yeah, the Weather Service puts out multiple flood alerts for different locations.
Yep.
Obviously.
Yep. Every time it goes above and below. But days, no matter how many
and
times
every day,
you
get it. Multiple times a day, yes. Yeah, so I get a lot of those, trust me. So yeah, so most people take out the flood alerts and just kind of try to keep up with it with other needs.
Is there a way now that it's Smart 911 to sign up for other counties too? Because like I know there's people that they live in Lee County and they work in Des Moines County, or there's me, and I would kind of like to find out if there's a tornado warning in Keokuk because we might not be under that warning, but I need to know.
Yeah, almost all counties in the state are under this new system.
Okay.
So
I just didn't know because when I did Smart 911, I had to like fill in all of my information.
Yeah.
I didn't see where I could select
another
county.
You can do another county, but you just have to put in an address for another county.
Okay.
So if you choose like the courthouse or just a generic address.
All right, that's what I was wondering.
So yeah, so that you would receive the specific alerts for that specific location.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yep, no problem. Also, my CERT team is starting to get active again, helping with events and et cetera. They helped at the Danville Fish Fry and fireworks last weekend, and then West Burlington 4th of July with the parade and the bike race. In August, I think we have something going on every weekend for them. Plus, National Night Out will be participating in that. So we're starting to ramp up, looking at doing another training to involve more people and get them trained here in November. So we'll be starting to promote that here very soon. And then tomorrow, my office is hosting a recovery exercise focusing on after a disaster, what happens in the community. I think I've got like 8 or 9 people that are coming. It's being put on by Iowa Homeland Security Emergency Management. So I don't know quite what to expect with that, so hopefully that'll turn out good. Because in 2022, we will have to develop, they call them recovery support functions, RSFs, which is going to be something totally different for us. And I don't know what that looks like, but it's coming down from FEMA. And so I think this will be a good start to get us thinking that way. Hopefully the exercise will go well.
And I'm a member of that committee. It's been a while since we've had a meeting. I remember the first meeting I ever attended that. I learned something very interesting. I believe it was the 2008 flood prior to me. That was at the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, I believe, came here.
You they were in town.
Anyway, they came to town and everybody thought they'd come to help, and they took all these pictures of abandoned animals and left and put them up on their website to raise money for the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Mm-hmm. And, what?
And Des Moines County didn't see any of it.
Yeah, not at all.
I remember that discussion.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's funny what we remember. Yeah. Thank you, Gina. Mm-hmm. Brooke Marlin, General Assistance and Veteran Affairs.
Good morning. Just keeping busy, nothing new really to report.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. We got anybody on?
I have Zach James with Land Use on here.
Zach James, Land Use.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, Zach.
Sorry, I was attempting to leave this morning and my car won't start, so.
A little late in the year for that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's guys, I don't even know what they call it. A little battery, not the main battery, but there's a backup battery for like when your engine shuts off to save fuel. And yeah, you look confused, Tom. Yeah,
I am confused. That's not a county problem, Zach.
What's that?
What's that?
Carter's got one of them on his car too.
But either way, I was doing some work on that yesterday. I think it maybe drained out my main battery, so. But I got somebody here to come help me when I get off, so hopefully I'll be good to go here. But land use wise, things are going well. They slowed down here the last couple weeks. Jared and I are meeting tomorrow to chart out our timeline and kind of for approving zoning, subdivision, and floodplain ordinances. And we're also gonna start reviewing wind and solar ordinances that we started on a little bit after our work session a couple weeks ago. So we're going to start talking about those a little bit more detail. And the other thing I was just going to bring back to your attention, it's been a while since this came up, but related to all these other ordinances, I'm not sure if you remember, Mary Beard came in probably a year and a half ago with Southeast Iowa Regional Airport to talk about airport approach regulations. And they contracted with us to help kind of develop some ordinances on that. And we're kind of at the final end of that as well. And so that'll be coming through here probably the next couple of months. So just kind of to bring that to your attention. But also, we're going to have a meeting probably sometime in August. We had a steering committee. And Bob Beck was our representative from the county. So I didn't know. I should take a step back. Dick Keith is also a representative from the Zoning Commission, but I didn't know if we want to have somebody else, since Bob is no longer on the board, attend that meeting.
What your little finger pop up? But he's the guest. His little finger pop up
very quickly. Poor Shane.
I'm down.
So I don't know if,
right on.
Shane, if I can, if you're the choice there, it looked like, but
right on.
Should only be one meeting, and but yeah, just wanted to bring that back to everybody's attention.
I'm your man, Batman. Just keep me in the loop. Let me know what's up.
Thank you for volunteering, Shane.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Zach.
That's all I have.
Anybody else? Okay. If I missed anybody. Let's see, just correspondence. As the auditor mentioned, we've got a couple letters. Are there two letters here?
Yeah, one's for us and the other one is to send back to them so that they have verification that we received it. So.
Okay. The Brewington City Council approved the following resolutions at the July 6, 2021 City Council meeting. Resolution setting the date for a local option sales tax election and a resolution relating to the election for the extension of the existing local option sales tax in the amount of 1% for the City of Brewington, Iowa. Set extension to continue effective January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2032, and specify purpose to which revenue should be applied. The Brewington City Council is requesting a proposition to appear on the ballot at a regular election to be held on November 2nd, 2021. I, Kathleen Salisbury, City Clerk for the City of Brewington, do hereby certify that the attached copies of the resolution are true and correct. Should you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Okay. We just need to sign and stamp the front page, right?
It only has room on there for the chairperson sign. And that just certifies that we received it. So it will be on the November ballot.
Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I don't know. I will go ahead with that letter to you on your way.
We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $453.17.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Department letters of cash on hand. Is there any objection if we waive the reading of all these? See, no objection. Is okay with you, Terry? We will approve them.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Actually, let's go through those after the end of the meeting and get those signed. Okay, we have the Treasurer's Fiscal 22 list of depositories.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Approval of the information, the IT manager contract, both the IT manager and community services contracts were updated for the date. We're trying to get to the point where everybody's contract expires the same year, and apparently that's harder than it looks. But both the IT director and the community services director have looked over these contracts and are satisfied. So let's take them one at a time. We have the IT manager contract.
I move to approve the IT manager contract.
Carry.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. And we have the Community Services Director contract. Same thing.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane Campbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Have a landowner petition that I read into correspondence last week that we need to accept. It's a road petition presented to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors on the 6th of July 2021. We, the undersigned owner of 50% of the lands adjacent to or abutting upon the following described road, the road bay in the east half of section 20, T72N, R2W of the 5th PM Des Moines County, Iowa, known as 235th Street, beginning at 92nd Avenue and running westerly for approximately 750 feet. Hereby petition the Board of Supervisors for the grading and granular surfacing of the above described roadway in accordance with the B-level upgrade policy resolution approved by the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors on November 4th, 2014, signed K. Wirt at 23575 90th Avenue, Mediapolis, Iowa.
Move to accept the landowner petition and set a public hearing date to upgrade the Level B road.
Second. We can't approve the road petition. Do we just write accepted on it and initial that?
I think you're just receiving it. I don't think there's any, I don't even know that you really have to vote. You're just formally receiving
it. So just formally receiving it? Okay.
And then you're setting the...
Yeah, and then you'll set the hearing date.
Okay. Perfect. There's nothing to approve yet.
What the hearing date would be?
Unless you guys want to approve what date the hearing is going to be on or something, but...
I was targeting the 27th. If that works for Terry and for you guys.
You said 27th you'll be here then, right?
Yeah, yep, I will. And I've texted the landowners, the family, the person that signed it, and let them know. I don't know that they'll be here, but that gives me time to send letters out. It gives Terry and Becky time to get the necessary time for advertisement for a public hearing, I think.
We just set a public hearing. We just
vote on that. You guys usually send that in.
That.
So.
Which we will, but I mean, that complies, we can comply with that time frame.
Yeah.
So, and we've been through all this. I want to, even though it's not everybody's sat through it, but we've had work sessions. This is just a short stretch of dirt road that they're asking to go through our which we have a resolution for, our upgrade policy. And we can go through that further in the public hearing. And basically they're looking to, it's family property, they're gonna split off 3.5 acres, build a house, happens to be 750 foot down a dirt road. So they're just looking to upgrade it. We already have the right of way. So that's actually why they're only 50%. Normally that percentage, they have to go get the other half of the right of way, but there's 66 foot of right of way there already.
So you only need a motion to set a public hearing date on July 27th.
I Yeah, however, I don't know about that, I just, yes.
To publish that.
If you guys are good with the 27th, I think Terry and I are fine with it, I just wanna make sure you guys are good with it.
That's good.
And I'm gonna send letters out this week to three different landowners that are in the area, the adjacent, and there's two other residents that aren't on this area, but they're to the west. I'll send those letters out, and that'll give them a heads up about that.
Do I hear such a motion?
So.
Same.
We'll accept the first one, we're in a motion.
Yeah.
Who made the motion, Shane?
You did.
Second.
Whoever.
Whoever, I don't know.
Jim Carrey?
She writes you down.
Did you say yes, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Shannon Campbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you all, work with Terry and get that scheduled.
Thanks, Brian. We have personnel actions. We have two personnel actions for the auditor. We have Sarah Doty, payroll first deputy, unpaid time off, July 9th, 7.5 hours. July 19th to 23rd, through the 23rd, 37.5 hours. And July 26th, 7.5 hours. And Angie Pates, a 24-month step increase. Previous rate was $33,596.25. The new rate is $34,396.03.
Move to approve both of them.
Well, I'll put a second on Angie Pates. I just don't understand where Sarah was. She's not there, but yet we want to give her money. I guess I don't understand what's going on. I'm just going to say yes today.
Plan vacation.
I like your answer.
Yes, please.
Okay, Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We all have some questions about Sarah.
What's that?
We all have some questions about Sarah.
Somebody needs to get down to the bottom of
it. Hey, you got a paycheck Friday, right?
Excuse me?
My job.
You want to be careful about
payroll, yeah. That's Africa who I was talking to.
You don't mean your name might get friends that we go with.
Might be a whoops.
What do you mean Shane's a minute at a time card?
Shane who?
We weren't talking to you.
You
missed
me when I'm going.
Okay, we have two personnel actions for the correctional center. We have Dakota Day, a full-time correctional officer. 6 month step increase, a corrected action with 12 month wage increase.
We started them out at 6 months.
And Dakota, as some of you might remember, was involved in that unfortunate attack two, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And anyway, so he left and then he's back. So anyway, so previous rate was $40,895.52. His new rate is $41,928.92. And we have We have Cody Reynolds, full-time correctional officer, a 6 month step increase. His previous rate was $39,867.37. New rate is $40,895.52.
Did you motion that, Shane?
Yeah, move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. And we have two personnel actions for emergency management. Janet Charbonneau, assistant coordinator, resignation, effective July 6th.
July 9th.
Excuse me?
July 9th. What's that? I think it's actually July 9th was her last day.
Okay, there's two dates here. I naturally grabbed the wrong one. July 9th. My apologies. And Cynthia Bowen, an assistant / volunteer coordinator. The emergency management is combining assistant and volunteer coordinator positions. The previous rate was $15.69 an hour. The new rate is $17.75 an hour.
Gina said yeah, so okay.
Okay.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
We have reports. We have the auditor's fee report of fees collected for the quarter ending June 30th, 2021. The recorder's report of fees collected for June 2021 and the recorder's report of fees collected for the fiscal year 2021. These reports will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. Regular meeting of July 6th, 2021.
Move approved.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Any other business?
Have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I don't have it.
We're having a big shindig Thursday from 2 to 6 out to Heartland Harley Davidson. Lisa was going to be getting dunked in the tank, but we're going to let her slide till after the pregnancy. KG got out of it because he was on vacation.
Time that kid learned to swim.
It'll sink us when they get it. But, I'm encouraging anybody, if you have time to stop out or to give somebody a ride or encourage somebody to come out, if you need a job, if you need help getting a job, if you need a better job, well, come on, Thursday from 2 to 6. I think the Tom Broker's going to be going down. I think the Chief of Burlington's going down. Tom ain't going down. But the Chief of Burlington Police is going down. He's getting dunked. They're dunking the mayor. I think they're dunking. We really wanted to dunk somebody from your office, but...
You, Shane?
I'm sorry, what's that?
You're getting dunked.
My hearing aid is active. But anyways, it's going to be a big event, and we're excited about it, and hoping to have a big response to it, putting Des Moines County back to work. So looking forward to Thursday from 2 to 6.
Is it too late to change the agenda and put Dunk Shane on it?
They wanted to dunk Shane. But I told them, let's wait until after my back surgery, and then they can dunk me, because normally that's my arena. It's not like my hair's going to get messed up or anything.
Thank you. I'm sure it'll be a great event. I attended the IAAP change of command ceremony. The sheriff was there. Might have been other people there that I didn't see. They must have had 100 people out there, better, didn't they? They had a good turnout. So. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or that call. In the meantime, if anybody in attendance have any comments or questions?
I got a comment on the public input. Chris, my granddaughter, 3-year-old granddaughter, went to your day camp Thursday and Friday. And we happened to babysit her Saturday and Sunday while her mother's working. And I know all about that day camp out there. I mean, until you send a grandkid there and they come back and start talking to you about it, she had a ball. I just wanted you to know that.
Great. I'll be sure to pass that on to the staff. Yeah. Thank you.
It had nothing to do with you. It was all about the park. But anyways. Good deal, Chris. Kind of quiet today. It is nice to see everybody here.
Shane, when did you say that job fair is?
Thursday.
This coming Thursday?
This coming Thursday from 2 to 6. Dunk tank, food, music. David Kroll's coming out. I think he's singing a couple of songs before he gets dunked.
Isn't he getting, yeah, I was going to say, isn't he getting dunked?
He's getting dunked as well, yes. Our phone? No, okay. Folks, brings your journal.
You got somebody really wanted to talk to you.
Call them to compliment the board for whatever reason.
If you need more calls, I'm happy to forward.
We got some cushions over there on account of the COVID. They would be more comfy if put the cushion down. If you could get Rodney to put them back down, and then he
the chairs so back much. Here have cushions.
Oh, you're late to the party.
Ever since Rodney got his new position,
oh, that's right.
Are funny. That's right. Wow.
Not
to mention.
If the bridge was done, I'd have them on here.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this. Come on. Let's do this.
Let's hold me back.
Seeing no further comment with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you all for coming. We're